State Representative Dan Houks of Warrensburg joining Show Me Today, and we're talking about his sports betting bill. It's getting there.
It is.
And have you ever filed this bill before?
I have not. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2502 and 2556 is moving along quite nicely. We got it out of the House a week or so ago with 115 votes, and now it's over in the Senate. Hopefully we'll get it out of the Senate committee this coming week.
Explain to our audience what your bill would do.
So this would allow legalized sports gambling in the state of Missouri. It's already happening now. Statistics show that it's already happening. Right now our revenue forward is zero, so anything that we can get better than zero is a plus for the state. It's a start of a coalition with five of the six casinos and all the major sports teams in the state, the Cardinals, Royals, Chiefs, the Kansas City Current, the soccer team in St. Louis, and the St. Louis Blues. So it's a coalition that started getting everybody together back in November and finally got everybody, all the players, on the same team. It's always been a contentious issue. The casinos have always had an issue the way sports book bills have come in the past. So now everybody's on the same team, so it's working out well.
Would the bill include college sports, high school sports, anything like that?
So it prohibits betting on high school sports. We don't want to go down that road at all, and no other states does. We've been working with the University of Missouri, our flagship campus, obviously, to get correct language on collegiate sports. We got it now, and I have somebody in the Senate that's going to add it to the bill.
With your bill, would they have to place the bets in casinos, or could they place them in other places, or do they have other options?
They do have other options. This allows mobile applications such as a FanDuel, DraftKings, MGM Grand, whatever company they'd like to sign up with, and they could place bets all throughout the state. And even in the sports stadiums, sports stadiums, the teams will obviously sign up with one of those previous mentioned or another company. A person will still be allowed to use their mobile device and the app they've chosen in those sport venues.
And you said just five of the casinos then are on board, not all 13 then?
There's only six operators in the state. There is 13 casinos, but only six operators. And we have one casino that doesn't like one bit of the language of how we on bets. There's what's called Tier 1 and Tier 2 bets. Tier 2 bets, you have to use the information, the data given, the official league data given by the teams or the NFL or the NBA, MLB or the Hockey League. And they just don't like that one piece, although the company they're affiliated with for most of their mobile apps or mobile gambling, they already do go ahead and buy that information, that data.
So if this bill passes, which casino would that impact? If they are not in support of this?
It won't impact them. We still included them in the bill that they'll have the opportunity to do this, just like all the other casinos. So they'll still have they'll still benefit from the bill if it passes the way it is.
State Representative Dan Houks of Warrensburg joining Show Me Today to talk about his sports betting bill. And I don't know how many states are left to legalize sports betting. Do you?
33 of the states have already done it, including the District of Columbia. We're kind of at a border war with Kansas right now. I expect them to pass at the last week of the month. And then so it's kind of a race, good border war. So it's kind of good to have.
Sometimes it takes Kansas kicking us in the butt to get things done. Okay, so as far as what is projected to bring in as far as state revenue goes, do you have a projection on that with your bill?
I do. Currently, right now, we're at zero, with the illegal betting that's going on in the state. Just over the Super Bowl, for instance, there are 3.9 million bets placed within 10 miles of the state of Missouri. Now, given there are some residents in those states, and I'm just talking about the state of Iowa, Illinois, and Tennessee who have legalized gambling. So within 10 miles of our border, there were 3.9 million bets placed. So we lost out on some revenue there. My bill is projected at an 8% tax right now. It would bring in a little over $10 million. I'm assuming that tax will go up a little bit in the Senate. Where it ends up, I'm not positive.
Are we talking $10 million annually on that?
Correct. And it will get, as the betting people enjoy sports betting more, it'll go up a little bit, but not much, maybe another $1 million. And a big part of the bill, we're concerned about problem gambling. We put $500,000 to address that. We put some things in that a survey has to be done that every year of, a study has to be done every year to see how the that's enough money, if it's not enough money, so we can adjust it through the budget process. Right now, it's budgeted about $170,000 for problem gambling with our 13 casinos. And that, through the budget process, we can add to that. And from talking with Senator Hageman and the approps on the other side of the building, they're looking at adding more money to it. And hopefully it should end up being right around $750 to $1 million, which will fall us in line with the other states surrounding us.
State Representative Dan Houks of Warrensburg joining Show Me Today to talk about his sports betting bill.
Okay, so you talked about how the tax rate could increase in the Senate. So sounds like you're open to that. Because I think Senator Hoskins is like 21%, right? So talk to me a little bit about the argument that it needs to be more.
Well, a higher tax rate, you know, our surrounding states vary from right at 8%, I'm sorry, 9%, and go clear up in the 20% range. So there's a happy medium to be found, you know, starting with my 8% to his 21. I'm sure it'll be somewhere in the middle there. So there is a happy medium. There's room to move there, and it just bringing more money for our education. The money obviously goes to education, K-12, which always needs to be helped out. And hopefully throughout the budget process, that money does stay there, and it just builds on what they already have instead of sometimes the legislature moves the money around and they end up with the net dollar that they still have right now.
That was going to be my next question, is where the money goes. K-12 public education, would it go to higher education or anywhere else, or would it just be K-12?
It is just K-12 the way the bill is written, because it goes through the Missouri Gaming Association. All their funds go through education per the Constitution Amendment years back when we started our casinos.
Another argument I've heard is this bill does not protect the state's interests. Jefferson City resident Bob Pretty has talked about how he says that it would not as much money would come in as it might hurt Missouri more than it would help it, I think is essentially what he said. I'd just like to get your response to what he has said in committee hearings about these gambling bills.
Well, number one, I always love listening to Bob Pretty, and you know, today's in politics, I always love hearing that show that he does. I believe that, you know, although our opinions do differ, our casinos pay taxes here in Missouri. Our sports team pay large taxes in Missouri. Even the players pay large taxes in Missouri. So there's a bigger, broader scheme to this, in my opinion. I believe, you know, although right now, once again, we're at zero. We're getting zero revenue off illegal sports gambling in Missouri. It's happening every day. I guarantee there are people placing bets in offshore accounts, and we're getting $0. So anything's better than nothing.
You said you're working with Mizzou on this. Are there going to be any other colleges that can also be a part of this, or is it just going to stick to Mizzou as far as gambling goes?
It depends on what the mobile apps, what they want to allow to be bet on. So it's more to protect non-bets on in-state colleges. So we don't want any way that our college players could be influenced on a game. So it would limit them from being bet on in-state. So now, for instance, they wanted to bet on the Final Four, bet on Kansas. Somebody could bet on Kansas, but not our Missouri teams.
State Senator Barbara Washington brought up the player safety. Can you address that? Because I didn't hear everything she had said, but she is concerned about the safety of players if sports betting comes on the horizon here.
I, too, am concerned about the safety of players. You know, somebody places a bet and loses it because, you know, somebody's hands were cold and they weren't able to catch the ball, for instance. You know, we don't want those players being attacked. So we are concerned. We've been working with the Players Association on this for all the teams, and we're getting language put together to protect them. Also, there's a lot of biometric data. There's sensors on players, you know, that we want to keep that stuff in the vault, so to speak, so that those players, you know, you don't know that somebody's heart rate's up when they go to kick a field goal, you know, for instance, like that. Because if somebody knows the heart rate's up, and normally when the heart rate's up, the person's able to kick a field goal all the time, but all of a sudden they have a low heart rate or vice versa and they miss a field goal, we don't want that information out there. So that's the biometric data she was talking about.
Any final thoughts on why you think Missouri should pass your bill?
Five of our surrounding states have it already. So we're looking at Kentucky, Kansas and Oklahoma. Kansas is really close. Oklahoma has a bill working through their legislative process, and so does Kentucky. We don't want to be the last one there. You know, a lot of times Missouri's the last one to get on board with stuff. So I feel it's time. It's happening right now. Once again, there's a ton, millions of bets being placed out of Missouri, and we are getting zero revenue for it.
State Representative Dan Houks of Warrensburg joining Show Me Today. We will be back with more after this. This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri.